right, welcome, folks. Gosh, going to be a crazy week, right? Episode 120 today, too. Nice round number like that. Hope you had a great weekend, got some rest. Because, again, it is going to be an interesting week. At minimum, it's going to be interesting. Lots of ideas about what could happen, what could not happen, whatever. It's going to be interesting. Let's just agree on that, at least. Good friend, retired Seattle law enforcement officer Steve Pomper, going to join us here in a minute. We'll get to that. America's equivalent of the Green Zone. Didn't know we needed one, but I guess we do. It's been set up in D.C. for this week's inauguration. We'll discuss that, discuss Biden's plans for day one, calls for additional censorship happening. They've gotten so vocal about this. We'll get into that later in the show, show you what this conversation that happened, if you haven't seen it yet, on CNN this weekend. Pretty ridiculous. Ben Sasse, rep out of Nebraska, tore into the Republican Party this weekend. I'll tell you why he's both right and wrong all at the same time. We'll discuss that, kind of where we go from there. But real quick, guys, something you got to do is you got to head on over to mammothnation.com. Great people, great company. They love this country, are on a mission to keep it on track. We are teetering on the edge right now of some craziness. These guys care. They care about the Constitution, the Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement officers. They support our military, your right to worship, so much more. And it's awesome. It's better than a donation to a party, to a PAC, to a candidate. It's $19 a year to sign up. That's it. And then you get discounts on all sorts of stuff. Stuff you're already going to pay for or are paying for now in return. You're going to pay for that membership probably on your first purchase. So go check them out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flags, some other goodies in the mail just for signing up. Again, mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right, join me now. Good friend, retired Seattle police officer, LifeSec contributor. He writes a bunch of other places too. All around great guy, Steve Pomper. Steve, good to see you, man.
Hey, great to be here. Pleasure.
Well, I love having you on because you always lay it out there. I think the people will listening in as well. But I don't want to start your day off wrong. But this guy right here, all of you, not just Steve, all of you, I don't intend to start it off wrong. But this guy right here that you're about to see is set to be sworn in on Wednesday. Roll one.
Really, we're going to be doing a lot of work and can hardly wait to have you. I'm taking us beyond what we're supposed to do. See you all.
Okay.
Are you worried? Do you think the filibuster will need to go to pass your stimulus plan?
Probably full of load. Guys, come. We need Parker. Go.
Wow. So for you listening on the audio podcast, you're like, what the hell just happened? I don't really understand. It really was just the visual, right? Like, and again, I don't wish ill on the guy. I know some people do. I'm not for that. But whatever. I don't like him. I don't want him to be in there. I don't like the fact that the Democrats are puppeting him around. But the dude is just, he's lost. You can see that he's lost there. He's moving super slow, like he's walking through Jell-O, trying to pick up his notebook. He can't. Should I respond to those comments? Do I know what they're saying? You know, it's just, it really is kind of sad, but it can't be encouraging for anyone to see that. Right, Steve?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, I didn't even like the movie very much, but I can't help thinking of Weekend at Bernie's every time I see that guy. Like, yeah. He's being propped up there somehow. And it's frustrating because I know what's coming down, too. I don't think at heart Biden was necessarily an anti-police guy in the past. I don't remember that at all. However, the way he's setting up his administration now, he's putting some pretty anti-police people in place. Maybe not in the figurehead, like, you know, Merrick Garland, not really, you know, a huge bomb thrower or anything at the top. But then he puts in, you know, like, what's a Kristen Clark in, you know, in as the civil rights director or whatever that that part. And you listen to her and she's gonna resume, you know, everything that they happened with the consent decrees in the past. And I know I went through one in Seattle, so I know exactly what they do. So it's gonna be tough, but he's gonna be that suit that's gonna be wandering around the stage, and a lot of the stuff's gonna be happening behind the scenes in
yeah,
his
exactly.
name.
Yeah, yeah. What he says and does is terrifying and bad, but it really just scratches the surface. It is very much, as you said, what's happening behind the scenes. By the way, your beard looks awesome. Always does, but just had to point that out there. So, okay, so he's going to go in to office Wednesday, right? That's supposed to be happening. We'll get into the scene around the inauguration here in a second as well. But there's reports, and this should not come as a surprise, but reports that perhaps even as soon as his first day, he's going to do the following. Mandate masks. Again, not a surprise. Cancel the Keystone XL pipeline permit. Canada's not happy about. Americans won't be happy about. Lots of jobs lost on both sides of the border. Stupid. Rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, institute a $15 minimum wage, which we talked about the other day, and rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Or in other words, screw America. America last. We're going back to that model that we had under him and Obama for 8 years when they were in office. What concerns you the most out of those things that I just listed?
You know, it's kind of a package deal because they're all kind of interconnected. You know, I mean, he's everything that President Trump propped up, they're going to knock down those dominoes, bang, 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 bang. Everything that, you know, made it so that our country has been a success that it's been for the last 4 years until this COVID thing hit, it's going to reverse engineer that. And so what does that say? That says we're going to go back to the way it was before, where America wasn't as secure, America wasn't as safe, America wasn't as prosperous. I don't see how anybody could argue that it's not going to go back to that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Well, and it is. You said it. I mean, it's a package deal. All of it kind of is on the same theme of this kind of globalist thought. Climate's more important than everything else. National security doesn't matter. American jobs don't matter. American people don't matter. We're going to tell you they do. We're going to – every ad that we put out, every speech is going to be, this is about America. And then the actions are going to go and do the exact opposite. And some people will be wise enough to see it. Others won't. I definitely am concerned about the Iran deal. Again, everything I just listed there is awful. The mandate for masks is kind of funny. You know, it's bad because you're saying you have to do it, which I have a big problem with. I don't like being mandated to do anything. I don't think anyone listening does either. But we've also all been, you know, for the most part, even here in Florida, everything's open. It's normal. Life is kind of back to, with the exception of concerts and stuff like that, it's pretty much back to normal. You just are wearing a mask most places. But so that doesn't change a whole lot. But the Iran nuclear deal was an awful, awful thing. You know, upwards of $150 billion, which people say, well, that's their money. Well, it is their money. But we're going to give that back to them, which is going to be turned around and used for awful things. They are the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. Like, that's not a Drew thought. It's right. That's fact. That's from working in the intel community. That's from what even the media would say that. They know that, which is just crazy to me. And these people, like them, we'll turn around and use that money to go after partners in the region to try and kill American troops, Westerners, you know, just like Pakistan does. I've never understood that. We give money to these places, which, yes, not all of it. You can't say 100% of that money goes towards killing Americans. No, it doesn't. But it only takes a penny of it. And it's significantly more than a penny. But that's where they put these resources. And I don't get how we do that.
Yeah, sure. You know, and the thing is that it's the whole thing that supports the organization, you know, the terrorism. If you're buying food for them, it's going to be, you know, supporting the terrorism. So you can say, well, that didn't go to terror. Well, sure it did. It's supporting their logistics and their planning and, you know, that other type of thing. And, you know, I think about how that just also increases the chances that we're going to have, you know, attacks on American, not only installations overseas, but even here. I don't see how that wouldn't happen. I mean, you've got a media situation where they're, you know, basically kind of on the side of the terror side, because that's what their policies are pushing, you know, and by, not wanting to report items, you know, that are important to our national security and not letting, you know, their side know, so to speak, then it leaves us in a very tough situation. I think about that from cops at local, you know, local levels, what they're going to be going through when you have increased chances of terrorism at home.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you see that? Like, we'll kind of get into that with the military stuff here in a second, but, you know, how do the everyday police officers who are just going to try and do their job, which, are, you know, again, as we've talked about the craziness that's happened this year, the vast, vast majority, 99.9% of them are great, selfless people doing a job that they don't get paid enough to do, keeping people safe. And when the shit hits the fan, you're going to want to call who? Them. But how do those people feel about, you know, we've kind of gotten past some of the craziness of last year specific to going after law enforcement. I'm not saying it's over, but right now, obviously, the focus is on, you know, the election and inauguration and this, that, and the other. How do they feel moving forward? Do they feel extremely vulnerable?
I think so. I mean, the way that the, you know, decisions are coming down now as far as police behavior. I mean, when you see you've got a video that they'll show of a guy coming flying out of a door of an apartment building with a knife and chasing an officer down the sidewalk, and they still protest against that, then I don't know what an officer can do. Now they're talking about, I just read today, that some of the circuit courts at the federal level are starting to consider this one professor's, you know, talking about pre-shooting indicators, where what did the officers do to provoke the suspect into getting shot? It's just absolutely crazy. Yeah, yeah, the example they used was three officers coming in, the guy runs into a garage. They're saying, well, it was because they used force. They forced him into the garage. Then once he was in the garage, there were three armed police officers facing this one suspect, and which forced him to grab a weapon because they left him no avenue of escape. Isn't that the idea? You know, it's like, it's ridiculous trying to keep up with this stuff.
It really is. You can't, I mean, just when you think like, okay, they've reached rock bottom here. We can't go any lower than this. They can't come up with more crazy stuff. They do. It's remarkable. Right. I want to keep you around real quick, though. Got to do a quick sponsor read here, man. We got a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, some very much within. One that you most certainly can control, is what's happening south of your border. UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but UFMs do, all because of their patented pouch system, which eliminates skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, which allows you to move without a second thought. Pretty awesome. UFM are great for sports, work, everyday use. Even medical applications, there's tons of reasons to have them. The bottom line is you need to get some. You got to head on over to ufmunderwear.com. Men, treat yourself right. You can use promo code Drew while you are there to save $6. Ladies, do the same thing. Again, it's ufmunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. You'll be very, very glad that you did. None of that awkward adjusting stuff out in public again that your wives and girlfriends are telling you to stop doing. Okay, so back to the point earlier. We've got this like green zone set up now. Essentially, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. You see the videos of all these trucks bringing stuff in over the weekend for the walls and whatnot for a candidate who allegedly got the most votes in American history. All of this for the Democrats who hate walls, hate protecting our border, hate guns, now have 25,000 National Guard troops there, a fenced off perimeter for his inauguration. All this, mind you, well, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, who I do not like, is saying there's no known threats for this inauguration. Doesn't mean nothing's going to happen, but there's no known threats. They literally have flipped the narrative around. Like, we hate all these things, now we're doing it. How crazy is that?
You know, it's this term is being used a lot now, gaslighting, but this is the biggest gaslighting in history, probably the history of the world. This is ridiculous. I mean, when you've got all these, when you've got Hollywood, you've got academia, you've got the media, you know, legacy media, all on the one side and all selling this. And, you know, people are like, okay, wait a minute. It's not this bad. I know it's not this bad, but I'm seeing this reaction and 20,000 troops actually means something. It is something, I think, you know, but I'm not sure because there's nothing going on unless they're expecting the, you know, 81 million people to show up, you know,
yeah,
the voters.
I think it just looks so bad. I mean, look, everything that's happened 2020 and beyond has looked bad for America. And really it has before then. It's just been more like in your face since then, since COVID, since the election, everything like that. But I just can't imagine working. I've worked with so many low level, high level, you know, general state leader type folks overseas, what they're looking at as they watch the news and want us to be strong, want us to look a certain way, expect us to look a certain way, to now look on TV and see what's happening over here. It's just embarrassing, really, the optics and the view. Not just the, I mean, it's embarrassing what's happening, but for their sake, the optics of like, what the hell happened to that country? Like, what, like, and what's our relationship going to look like moving forward with them? It's really just troubling times.
It is. It's really embarrassing, you know, and now after having this kind of a response where you get all these troops into D.C. and you fence the whole thing off, now they're talking about vetting the National Guard because they think there might be terrorists in their ranks. And we have seen, you know, situations where certain gang members have gotten themselves in the military to get access to weapons and training and that kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, now so, you know, it's like no matter what you do or what, you know, what actions they take, they're going to try to do another spin on it to scare the American people again.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a troubling thing. Look, because I served under Obama, didn't like him, didn't like his policies, but I did so with pride. Like it is what it is. Like you respect the office. That's at least how things were. But you also, you know, those people are supposed to trust their people. You go through some form of vetting, you know, everyone's got different levels and what have you, obviously. But the fact that they're concerned about this is troubling. It's, I think, a slap in the face to the tens of thousands of people, men and women, who are there to just do their job. Mm-hmm. And I think it also says, look, if they don't trust them, if they're going to do like a social credit check on them to make, what did he say? What did she say on social media? Who do you think's next? It's a slippery slope. You know, hopefully none of that stuff happens. But I think a lot of people are arguing, and I don't think they're necessarily wrong for arguing. I don't know how it ends up, but there's a lot of evidence and conversation happening right now that would indicate that kind of stuff could come if we aren't careful, if we don't, and pushback is not the term I want to use there because that can be taken out of context. But you know what I'm saying? This is like, guys, if you don't trust them, you're going to do background checks on all of them when they've already had background checks done, but you want to make sure. I get it. He's supposed to be the president of the United States. Got it. Roger that. But if they start getting booted out because they're conservative. Now, if someone's in there, it's like, this guy was saying nasty things and talking about threats and violence. Well, yeah, that's a totally different story. He should be out. She should be out. But if people are removed because of political ideologies that are different from them, that's what's going to be interesting to see.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're seeing it already, too. I mean, the way that they're, basically, you know, canceling people who even worked for Trump, you know, and now, of course, it's going to be people who voted for Trump. They're going to do that. Was it Kurt Schilling had his insurance pulled away?
Yeah.
I mean, his insurance policy canceled because he supports the wrong guy. There's that singer, Ariel Pink, I think it is. Seems like a nice guy. And, just because he was in Washington at the Trump, you know, rally, they took away basically his contract. And then we've got a couple of officers in Seattle here who were suspended because they were at the rally. Not because they had evidence of them doing anything wrong at the rally, but because they live streamed themselves from the rally and they took pictures, posted them on media. And so the interim chief took the proactive step to suspend them so that he could look for evidence as opposed to having evidence and then suspending them to do more investigation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. You're guilty until proven innocent. And it's sad just because there's so many people who are celebrating this. I get there's people on the other side. A lot of people have concerns about the election integrity, this, that, and the other. Whatever. That's not the discussion we're having right now. But I get that people have concerns. What I don't get is that the other side right now, as much as they disliked President Trump, is celebrating the fact that no one will talk about that stuff. No one will talk about the election. And then they're celebrating that people are being squelched. Like, guys, if the shoe was on the other foot, you wouldn't be saying that. And no American, regardless of what you're doing, whether you worked for Trump, didn't work for Trump, whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're whatever, no one should want to see what's happening going on. And that's what still just befuddles me and blows my mind. It's like, hold on now. The fact that this is happening is a huge problem. The fact that half of the country is okay with it is an even bigger problem.
It is. I mean, they're benefiting because they just happen to be on the right ideological side. And the way they're going after, conservatives now, I mean, it's gone further than, okay, I want to knock this person's show off the air. Now it's, I want to knock their network off the air. I mean, you got them going after Newsmax now. They want to get the cable providers not to carry the network because they're spreading, quote unquote, disinformation. It's just absolutely nuts. I mean, then you have there's a cable provider in Idaho that decided they weren't going to carry, you know, like Twitter and Facebook or whatever. They weren't going to promote those on there. And what are Facebook and Twitter doing? You know, I'm not sure exactly which social media it is, but they're suing them. They're suing the company for deplatforming them. After this is what they've been doing to everybody, you know, all conservatives in America. It's just, it's ironic and it's just amazing.
It really is. I hate that we're here. I wake up each day kind of like, is this real? Is this real? And sadly it is. But listen, yeah. we're gonna run. We gotta toss it to the other side here. But Steve, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate your service to this country, to your community, in the law enforcement community. It's people like you who are critical for this country and where we're gonna be moving forward.
I appreciate it, Drew. Anytime. It's been my pleasure.
You got it. Have a great day. Stay safe out there.
Take care, brother.
All right, guys, you can follow Steve at Steve Pomper on Twitter. You can look him up on other places as well. Great guy. Again, got to treat our first responders and vets right. Sharp guy, patriot, loves this country. All right, podcast listeners, remember, you can listen on any major podcast platform out there, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, you name it. Go find it. Please go subscribe. Give us a good review. We really appreciate it. It helps us keep things moving in the right direction. Also, head on over. You can see it on the screen there to drewberquist.com. Got commentary, news commentary there from our staff, from partner sites that we work with. You can watch the show. You can listen to the show. Tons to do there. And again, as I said, some news coming. I know I keep saying it, but I promise it should be this week. News coming on the newsletter and some updates on that. So get head on over there. You can subscribe now. The newsletter will come out, the new version here soon. Then give us a like on Facebook, Twitter. Parler looks like it's coming back in a couple weeks, so stand by there, but be ready to do so when it does. And then give us a subscription right down here. Subscribe in the corner for YouTube. Please click notifications, click all. We don't spam you. We don't put out that many videos. If you watch, you know that. But please do that because that all helps. And then finally, go to rumble.com or download the Rumble app, and you can subscribe there. It's super easy. They'll send you notifications. They'll send you emails when stuff goes up. So check it out. Give us some love there, and we'll hopefully get through all this craziness that's going on with that. Speaking of that craziness, we're going to talk about censorship, which is continuing. Wait till you hear this conversation on CNN over the weekend. That's all coming up. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What the liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and much more. In return for your patriotism, you get great discounts on things like hotels, shopping, wireless, and much more. Discover your Mammoth buying power today. Go to mammothnation.com and join now.
Only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
All right, welcome back, guys, gals, everyone. This segment brought to you by Hero Soap Company. Great people, great products. Veteran-owned company. Again, we got to support our vets. Got to support our first responders. These guys are awesome veterans. Love this country, and they've got killer products that you are going to love. Made with all natural essential oils. None of the harmful crap and competitor soap companies. It's made right here in the USA. There's literally nothing not to like about it. There's stuff for men. There's stuff for women. So head on over to herosoapcompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door. Never run out again. While you're there, you can use promo code Drew to save 10%. You can also check out the Freedom Box, which is a pretty awesome gift set for yourself, you know, your cousin, your brother, your colleague, your family member, loved one, whoever. Gotta go check it out. You can use promo code Drew for that as well. They've also got body washes there. Again, there's tons of stuff there, so go check it out. Let's support our veteran-owned companies. It's herosoapcompany.com. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. All right, so as soldiers are being vetted, NBC is calling on the FBI to spy on conservative groups. Big tech, of course, as we've addressed ad nauseum, squelching free speech or opposing speech. New Veritas video dropped today, by the way. We'll show it to you tomorrow. Didn't pull the clip in time, but we'll do that and share it with you, talk about that. And the left is loving every bit of it. They're loving this power grab. They're absolutely gloating about it. Again, like I said with Steve, I don't get that part because it could be flipped around. It never was, and it wouldn't be because that's not really how we operate, but it could be. And the fact that they would be okay, they're okay with it now, it blows my mind. But this was a conversation on CNN this weekend calling for more, talking about, as some of you have said in the chat here, Steve and I talked about, you know, questioning why OAN and Newsmax are allowed to be on air, talking about conservative influencers, conservative voices, this, that, and the other. This is the clip roll too.
Information crisis that has been perpetuated, in my view, by platforms like the one we're used to work, Facebook, as well as Twitter and others.
It's really hard because what's happening is people are able to seek out the information that makes them feel good. That is what's happening, is that, you know, people have so much choice now. They can choose what their news sources are. They can choose what influencers they want to follow. And they can try to seal out anything that helps them question that. And I think that gets to a really core issue with how our freedoms as Americans and the way we've treated press freedom in the past is being abused by these actors, in that we have given a lot of leeway, both in the traditional media and on social media, to people to have a very broad range of political views. And it is now in the great economic interest of those individuals to become more and more radical. And I think that one of the places you can see this is on the fact that you now have competitors to Fox News on their right, OANN yes. and Newsmax, which are carried by all the major cable networks. Who are trying to now outflank Fox on the right, because the moment Fox introduced any kind of realism into their reporting, immediately a bunch of people chose to put themselves into a sealed ecosystem. And they can do that both on cable, they can do it online. And that becomes a huge challenge of figuring out how do you bring those people back into the mainstream of fact-based reporting and try to get us all back into the same consensual reality.
And can you? Is that possible? Seems like that's an open question.
It's hard. I mean, I think we got to do a couple things. One, there needs to be an intentional work by the social media companies collaborating together to work on violent extremism in the same way they worked on ISIS. When I started at Facebook in 2015, the number one challenge from a content perspective was the abuse of social media by the Islamic State. And there was a collaboration between the tech companies and between the tech companies and law enforcement to make it impossible for them to use the internet to recruit and radicalize mostly young Muslim men at the time around the world. Now we're talking about domestic audience in the United States. And the challenge is going to be partially that, you know, ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress. But there is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election. And there will be a continual political pressure on the companies to not take it seriously. So I think first, you have to focus on those violent extremists, and those companies have to be brave in that way. And second, we have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN. And they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is, you know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
Alex and Chris, thank you both for looking ahead with us.
All right. So as a couple of people said, their fact-based reporting in the mainstream, that's pretty hilarious. It doesn't exist anymore. And in fairness, it doesn't really on either side. I mean, everyone has gone to these echo chambers. It's the least helpful, least constructive thing we possibly could have done. Ridiculous. And the fact that CNN is calling on others to improve while not looking at themselves is laughable. Again, this is a network who, I'm sure there's some good people there, but their evening host in particular, and then weekend with Stelter and people like that, are not helping the national conversation either. They're not. But this guy, and we're going to get into some of his points, he is right on a couple things. Let's give him that. Cracking down on violent extremism on these platforms, whether it's left or right. If you're not for that, then you need to check yourself. Like, who can be against that? Like, I'm talking about threats like crazy stuff, which does happen on there, and it's stupid, and goes against their, you know, their policies and whatnot, and they have the recourse to turn that stuff off. That's a different story, though. The people who did that, like I always say, the people who are on the extreme sides are ruining this for everyone. So that's a different story. And he's also right, though, on the fact that people just want to hear what they want to hear. And that's literally, you could argue, the biggest problem in our country right now and has led us to where we are today is the fact that, now, this guy just said something different than what I think on TV. I'm changing the channel. I'm going over here where someone will say exactly what I want. It'll make me feel good inside whether it's true or not. And both sides do it, and it's not helpful. It's not helpful. But it's, again, it's not exclusive to conservatives. He's talking here. He's bashing conservatives. We need to turn that stuff off. People are just doing what they want, listening to what they want to hear. No, both sides do it. Both sides do it. Come on. Saying that it's not the other side, it's just one-sided, is reckless. You get away with it because so much of the mainstream media is based in, you know, liberal ideology. So you can use that megaphone, that mouthpiece, whatever you want to call it. But saying we've got to turn down conservative influencers, how's that How's that not an absurd statement? Like, did you hear yourself say that? Again, are there some that have a big audience, they're loud, and they make irrational, crazy statements? If they're violent, obviously, yes, that's a no-go. But they're into conspiracies, they're into this, that, and the other. Is that helpful? No. If they're peddling lies, garbage conspiracies, I'm against them doing it. Because again, it doesn't help the national discussion. It doesn't help calm the temperatures here. But they're allowed to do it. There's nothing saying they can't do it. They're not pushing for violent crimes. The ones who are should be banned, shut off, suspended, whatever the particular company's rules say. But the ones who they just disagree with, they're allowed to do it. Just like they are on your side. There's no law against being stupid. There's no law against saying stupid things. And there's no law against listening to stupid people, which again, people are wanting to do. Some people are listening to this radical right stuff. Some people are listening to this radical left stuff. Not helpful. And they don't want to hear anything but it. No, I don't want to hear your but. You're a racist. You're a bigot. Just for even saying the beginning of a sentence that questions what I think and feel. But the problem is the left, the current Democrat Party, the mainstream media, where things are going, doesn't really like dissenting views. They don't. They've got their view on where things want to go, which involves lots of changes to this country. Again, the right's not perfect either. We've not done everything right. No one has. It's a freaking planet full of broken people. Like, we're not going to get this right. But the left wants to radically change this country with new policies, new ideas that take us down a totally different path, which is their right to do. You can have different thoughts and ideas, but you got to understand, when you're suggesting pushing us down a totally different path than we've been on before, you're going to get pushback. And when people push back, you can't say, nope, don't like your opinion, I'm shutting you down. You will be silenced. You will be banned from social media. It's ridiculous. And they don't, to be clear, that like anyone that opposes, you could be a level-headed independent who says, I hate politics, I hate news, I'm just staying out of it, as I bang my mic. But it could be that, and they're against it. It could be a traditional conservative, real old school. It could be a MAGA conservative. It could be an extreme right nut job. They don't discriminate. They hate them all. They don't want that view. It's our way or the highway. And that's a problem. Either on their team or you're not. And it's really, I mean, if you look back, it's really kind of always been that way. Now they're just loud about it. Now they're just emboldened to say things out loud that they wouldn't have before. Like OAN and Newsmax shouldn't be on the air. What? All right. CNN and NBC shouldn't be on the air. Like, anyone can say that. Anyone can play that game. It's a dangerous game. It's a stupid game to be playing if you love this country, which a lot of them, I would argue, don't. But they don't see that, or they don't care. Either way, it leads us down a treacherous path, which is absolutely ridiculous. And all the people supporting it, again, you're supporting this now. You're cheering this on. Oh, yeah, conservatives are being suppressed. They're being shut down. You know, laws are changing. We're starting to do this. We're going to let in all these immigrants. We're going to, you know, pay everyone $100 an hour. We're going to do all these ridiculous things. Make the whole focus about climate change. Forget about this deal. Forget about that deal. We're going to start working. Give statehood to some of these places. There's some radical things that you guys are cheering on right now that I just don't think you understand where it's going to take us. Yes, it'll hurt us more and the country more in the near term, but eventually it's going to catch up and you're going to say, shit. Shit. We shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't. How do we fix it? And you can't. You won't be able to. I'm in this whole thing for America and for what's good for America. You can say, oh, but you're conservative, this, that, and the other. Okay. You can say that and just shut me down. I really do. And we all should want what's best for this country. And there has to be some compromise in some areas. But obviously, you're going to always want it to be your way. But it just doesn't seem like that's possible anymore because everything's one-sided. You can't listen to the other side. You refuse to listen to the other side, which I think is foolhardy. It's dumb. And if we're there, I mean, if we're there, we talk about it a lot. If we're, like, let's just break it up. I don't want that. I don't want a lot of the outcomes that are possible now. We'll have the United States of America. That'll be us. You guys can have the socialist states of America. You do you. I think we'll do better. But whatever. Like, you do you. If there's not going to be conversation, it only ends one way or two ways. And the people that are celebrating the fact that there's no conversation and other voices are being shut down. Again, I'm not talking about the crazy ones. We agree on that. The crazy voices are not helping on either side. But that's not what I'm talking about. Killing me. It's killing me. What's going on here? And that people are okay with it. All right. Speaking of fracturing and breaking, we're going to talk about Ben Sasse, who came out in a big way over the weekend. I think it was in The Atlantic was his piece that he wrote, warning the GOP, talking about how the GOP needs to get back on track, which I think is going to be tough. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what he said, where we can go, if anywhere. All that's coming up. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and so much more. You only get one vote. Mammoth Nation's here to make sure it counts. We need your support, so join Mammoth Nation today.
It's better than a donation. Savings from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Become a lifetime member today. Go to mammothnation.com.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
So, interesting piece over the weekend. Not a lot of people like Ben Sasse. This didn't help his cause. But he went after this weekend far-right members of the GOP, or as he would describe far-right members of the GOP. And he said, I'm going to read a couple of these things here. He said that we must reclaim, or the party must reclaim its identity after Trump leaves office, or risk falling into political obscurity, which I would say we're there. I think you missed the boat on that one, Ben. But he further said this, and this is a quote. When Trump leaves office, my party faces a choice. We can dedicate ourselves to defending the Constitution and perpetuating our best American institutions and traditions, or we can be a party of conspiracy theories, cable news fantasies, and the ruin that comes with them. We can be the party of Eisenhower or the party of conspiracist Alex Jones. He also said to fix it, we must do two things. Quote, first, Republicans must repudiate the nonsense that has set our party on fire. Second, the party has to rebuild itself. It must offer a genuine answer to the frustrations of the past decade. Whatever the Republican Party does, it faces an ugly fight. The fracture that so many politicians on the right have been trying to desperately avoid may soon happen. So, as you can imagine, under fire. He's been under fire for a lot of things as of late. To be clear, he's done some positive things before. So don't just jump on the bandwagon because he says one thing wrong, that he's done everything wrong. But he's been under a lot of fire lately. This didn't help. But here's what I would say to it, and why I would say that he's right and wrong, is he makes some fair points. Some of you don't like his points, but some of them are fair. And again, we've got to, speaking on like what we talked about in the last segment, it can't just be every time only what we want to hear. There's got to be truth in there too. And sometimes the truth sucks and it kicks you in the nuts, but that's helpful. And it's got to be there. But he's also, Ben Sasse, is also on the wrong end of the spectrum. You know, within the country, within the party, we've got spectrums. And he's on the wrong side of the spectrum, I would argue. And I don't know that you can stop that fracture he's talking about in the party. It's there. It's totally there. And really, probably fracturing in multiple spots. All that to say, though, it's certainly not a cohesive group, party, organization. movement, whatever you want to call it. And I would say the answer is, so he's right. I think the conspiracy theorists need to go away. In terms of the voices, like, it can't be the identity part. They're not, those people are not going to go away on either side. But it can't be based on that kind of rhetoric. But it also can't be based on Ben Sass and others like him's rhetoric. I'd say they both need to go away. He says we need to rebuild it. You're right. You shouldn't be a part of it. Neither should some of the other crazy people. We need level-headed, constitution-loving, freedom-loving Americans that have a big set of balls, or the equivalent if they're a woman, and are ready to fight for this country, ready to fight for their constituents, not be okay with mediocre, not be okay with being walked over by the Democrat Party like so many in the GOP have for so long. If there's one thing the GOP has been really, really good at for decades, it's getting walked over by Democrats. Talking tough, getting some things through. Yes, there's some victories. But then just being content to keep their job, getting walked over. We need a generation of politicians who aren't okay with the current system. Everyone keeps talking about drain the swamp, drain the swamp, drain the swamp. Yes. There's everyone on both sides should want that. You know what? Let's get some fresh blood in here. Let's try and do this right. This has never worked well for the American people. It's never worked well. Trump did some awesome things in office. I'm not saying that about him, but like in general, DC has never done much for the American people. So let's get some new blood in there. There should be a desire for both sides to have that. Certainly our side. God, our side's failed us. If the other side wants to screw around, that's whatever. But the GOP of old, I think it's gone. I think it's done. There'll be versions of it. There'll be people who stick around. But to my point earlier, we've got this spectrum. There's the rhinos, old establishment types. There's the far right folks. And then there's the people in between. And there's variations of those people in between too. And usually in life, not always, but usually you find the best answer in the middle. And I think some change in the party is absolutely critical. And I think not letting the voices that are currently loudest be the loudest is a part of that change that's going to be huge for us. And the problem with so much of what's happening right now in this country, what's happening in the GOP, what's happening with the discussion around the election, what's happening with the discussion around inauguration, censoring, all that stuff, is no one keeps asking why. And if they do, it's real short, and then they move on to their talking points that they want to get across. But no one's asking why Trump was elected. They're forgetting that. Some people are, some of you are. But they're forgetting why did this happen? How did he get here? We did not like him. How did he get here? You've got to ask that question. You've got to ask why is everyone rebelling against the GOP if you're someone who's been around there forever, or you're newer, but you fall in line with those folks who've been around forever. Why is everyone rebelling against this? Why are people going down these conspiracy paths? Why are people doing... No one's asking those questions. They're just saying it has to stop. It has to stop. Democrats are... Why are you not accepting the Biden victory? Well, because there was a lot of discussion about a lot of things that caused concerns for a number of people, even on your side, according to polls. That when people asked the question, they were just told to shut up. And as I've said here before, look, I don't have all the evidence for everything. I just see that there's concerns, would like to discuss it so we can move on and all of us trust where we're going. But we've all been told to shut up. No, you can't ask that question. You can't talk about that. And then they wonder, well, why are you guys still mad about this? Because you've told everyone to shut up, that you don't have a voice. Now, after that, you're censoring them all, taking away followers, turning off their pages, their platforms. So whether you're the GOP, the Democrats, whoever, we've all got to do a better job about asking, how the hell did we get here? Why are they thinking the way they're thinking? Because it would make a lot more sense. I don't know where that leaves us now. It's not good. We got a crap ton of work ahead of us. And it's going to be hard because, honestly, do any of you out there actually feel represented by the people who are supposed to represent you in D.C.? No. The people, there's such a disconnect between DC elites, politicians, big tech, media, all that. That world and the everyday American back home in Florida, Nebraska, New York, Pennsylvania, you name it, any state. It doesn't matter if it's a red or blue state. The disconnect is there. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. I hope that it can get better, though. I don't know that it can. I know I always say that in the show, and I know it's not very rosy, but I also want to shoot you straight. I'm not going to just tell you what you want to hear. I think it's possible, but I think it's going to be tough because we've got a lot of people out there who just literally will not listen to the other side or will not listen to the other part of their party. And that sucks for the GOP. To be splintered right now, as they have all the control, is the worst possible thing. It's good in the sense that some new blood's going to come in, but you're going to be tearing each other up in the election season, the primaries and whatnot. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be real freaking tough. But hopefully we can make some progress. Otherwise, we get to those scenarios that suck. No one wants to talk about, no one wants to live through. Some of you talk that you want to live through them and experience them, but trust me, you don't. You don't. It's not great. All right, let's take some comments here. Someone said that's a closed society picture earlier in the day. Foxy Rockstar. I love the name, by the way. Yeah, it is. Democrats, Republicans are a bunch of pansies. I'll change the verbiage for some of the families that may or may not be listening. But most Republicans are pansies, Dems try and act alpha. Yeah, that's been the model. You've got a lot of, I'm not saying there aren't some over there that are good, but like you've got a lot of betas over there running their mouth, talking all tough, acting as though they represent the people when they don't. They could literally care less about you. And then you've got really the equivalent on our side, just being walked over like a bunch of, you know what? Ridiculous. That's what's got to change. That's what's got to change in the party. And that's why I said earlier, we've got to have people come up in the GOP who've got a set on them, who are willing to push, fight with truth, fight with the Constitution, fight with all the things that our party was based on, and then fight for the people they're representing. We don't have that right now. It stands a rare few. There are some great ones there, but stands a rare few. All right, let me look at these. I've got a couple other written down. There's a lot moving on here. You're welcome, Debbie. Trying to be reasonable. Look, I'm you guys know, the trolls know, and you hate me because I'm a conservative, even though you know nothing about me. I'm trying to keep things as real as possible here for everyone and not let our party become the disaster that it's on the course to be, which, what am I going to do? I can just make a little chink in the armor, but that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I hope that we can do. I hope that we can be better, and I hope the other side can be better, because again, I've talked about it all the time. Look, half the stuff that the Democrats talk about, the policies, ideals that matter to them, I'm like, I don't see how that's really an issue. Like, that's not a national issue. Why are we talking about it? But we've got to be able to talk to them. Where they want to take our country is disastrous, and we've got to push back and fight against that. Hopefully, we don't have to literally fight against that, but we've got to push back against that and stop that crap from happening. Because again, if some of the Democrats that were out there, or some of the people who aren't even really attached to one party or the other, but just have misconceptions or feelings about President Trump and how the MAGA movement has grown and this, that, and the other, and they're scared about that and they hate that. Okay, that's your prerogative. But if we go down this path, that the party you voted in and now has control of everything wants to take us, you're going to be begging and pleading to come hang out with us and say, how do we let that happen? We're going to say, you did that. And some GOP people did that too, because they were frustrated with Trump. They said, you know what, we're coming over and we're voting for him because we need to get back to the way things were. Well, we're not going back that way. Not happening. It's either going to get really crazy or something else, TBD. But it's not just going to go back. I wish we could do splitting the country, honestly, because it's better in a lot of ways for people. I don't like conceding on anything. Competitive nature prohibits me from doing that. But I also don't want us to see what I've seen and people I've worked with overseas have seen and done. Like, you don't want that. So if we could just say, you guys take this, we'll figure out the details as we go, it'd be a much better solution. Much better solution. And for our side and for the other side, I think the only way this works is if people stop having these one-sided conversations, if people stop presuming, you know, the amount of comments, I mean, literally, and you guys have seen it, you've experienced it with your own stuff, with looking at my stuff, with looking at other people that you follow online. The amount of comments that come in without knowing a damn thing about someone, what they've said or whatever, but you just presume, and then you throw this vile crap out there. It's like, that is not helpful. Not helpful. Half the trolls here, like, if you listened to the show every day, you'd probably, and listened, didn't just show up, you'd see that we do things a little different. Like, I'm going to push really hard in the end if I have to. But right now I'm saying, let's be normal. Let's try and be calm, normal humans. Think about this for a second before we launch into something you don't want to do. Yet every time it's always, oh, Drew's a fascist, a Nazi, this, that, and the other. Nope, not even remotely close. Not even remotely. Crazy. All right, what else we got here? Yeah, I mean, someone said this earlier. I apologize, forget the name. But people, and I kind of talked about it too, but people talking about how the Democrats are screaming and getting angry at people for not accepting Biden or still talking about the election or still talking about this or still talking about that. But again, guys, you got to listen to yourself. You got to listen to how the other side did it. Observe for just a second how the other side did it for 4 years. Never accepted him. Treated him worse than any president's ever been treated in the history of our country. And, well, some great things are being done. When the dust settles and it will settle at a certain point, people are going to come back and say, oh, he did that. Like, he did that. That was pretty freaking awesome. Yeah, it was. That's what we were trying to tell you. Was he traditional? No. Was he presidential in certain aspects? No. Was that why he was elected? Yep. Did he get some good stuff done? Yep. So when you're asking those things and throwing those insults across, and you're right that they're not accepting it because they didn't get, questions weren't answered. People have questions. They have concerns about what's happening right now, and everyone's just telling them to shut up. So you've got to look at how you've acted the last 4 years, and then you've got to act at why these people, a lot of America, is acting the way they're acting right now. This is just normal stuff. This is normal human interaction. I don't know how everyone got so bad at normal human interaction. By the way, side point, had my kids try all these cereals from the 80s, but I call them 80s cereals. They're still around, so they're not necessarily 80s cereals, but all these awesome childhood cereals this weekend because we feed them pretty well in this house. We don't actively try and give them diabetes. So, but we did that. Had them try them all. It's friggin' awesome. Great experiment. I recommend it to you. They will be hopped up on sugar and bouncing off the walls all day, FYI. Learned that the hard way. And then Susan, I agree. Susan said something about how we're always kind to them, let them run all over us. We need to unite first and basically be tougher towards them. We do. Or I put a note there that we need to unite. We do. We do need to stand up. We can't be walked over like we always have as a party. But again, we've never been the one that throws traditionally the violent first punch. We've never been the one who does it this way. We've always been the one that accepts them, yet they always say, you don't accept us for who we are. Yeah, we do. Like, we've literally always done that. That's kind of who we are. But right now, as crazy as this country is, we're not even united on our side. So we need to be tough and push back against them, but we don't need to do something stupid or drastic because, again, we're not all in unison on the conservative side of America. And they're not on their side either. There's far left. There's like 12 moderate people left on their side. But they're at odds. And then our side is totally broken right now. So we can't get walked over, but we've also got to be smart. We've also got to be smart. I don't know about the baking soda powdered submarine, but I'll look into that. That's a good comment. I know who you are making the comment. Good comment. I'll look into it. It was a lot of show. I think we did, let's see, what did we do this week? And we're going to do another round. But the first round was Fruity Pebbles. Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love them all. We had them rank them all. Everyone had their rankings. Good stuff. Again, lots of sugar. You look at Lucky Charms, I literally don't think that they're... They say that they're gluten-free on the box, and they're amazing, by the way. I love Lucky Charms. But they say they're gluten-free on the box, and then you look at their ingredients, which is great if you're trying to avoid gluten. But you look at the ingredients, I don't think that there's actually one real thing in there. Like, it's a bunch of crazy stuff. Anyways, guys, we'll end there. We'll end on something positive, talking about cereal from the 80s. Maybe we'll talk about 80s cartoons next time, because cartoons these days blow. They're not good. Maybe we should blame everything on that, too. Anyways, appreciate you guys being here. Thanks so much for stopping by. We love having you here. We love having the other side here, too. Hopefully you actually listen to what we said, and we can fix all this together. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.